Crude oil is not over $100 a barrel, but might that happen again soon? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Wall Street heavyweight UBS has become the latest financial institution to predict that crude oil could top $100 a barrel, which might, UBS says, spark a recession here. Oil this morning in New York is actually down about, about 0.4%, but still near $72 a barrel. Last June, it was $45. The U.S. restoring sanctions on oil producer Iran is a piece of this, but also relevant, a huge launch of a new stock due sometime soon. Here with me in the New York Bureau to go deeper is Susan Schmidt, Senior Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Good to see you.
Good morning.
So look, I have this big Wall Street investment bank says, you know, crude oil could go above $100 a barrel. And then in the same paragraph mentioned, could be recession if that happens.
Right. Great news to hear, right? Uh-huh. So it could. It could. It's been over $100 a barrel before. We've certainly seen that. But it's a question of when is that going to happen? And so no one's really sure. The fact that crude oil is in the 70s right now is great. We certainly had an upward trajectory on it. It might even be in the 80s. I think what's interesting to note here is there'll be some other big news as oil prices progress upwards. Don't forget that Saudi Arabia, you know, really the leader of OPEC and a huge producer, is hoping to IPO Aramco.
It's trying. It really wants to sell off its quasi-state-run oil company, and it wants to make a ton of money, so it would help.
Well, what is its product? Oil. And so the more expensive oil is, the more expensive its product is, and the more money it will make, and therefore the more it will be valued at.
Wait, so you're saying the Saudis may see a kind of sweet spot, get the price up enough to make a lot of money off this initial public offering of Aramco, but not so high that it destroys life as we know it.
I think that's an important distinction, because obviously the Saudis would like to have the world function because they want the world to be buying oil. They don't want the economies to be grinding to a halt, because then oil consumption goes down. So there is a sweet spot and there's a balance there that needs to happen. And we're really approaching that balance right now. And I have to think, if I'm Saudi Arabia looking at the price of oil right now, it's looking much more attractive in the 70s than it did when it was in the 20s.
Another front and center topic on this Wednesday is the benchmark interest rate. The yield on the government's 10-year note is down, actually, 3.02%. The Fed is going to release some minutes of its last meeting. We'll get a sense of their thinking, but there's more to it.
The Fed has been very consistent in its messaging, so I don't think anyone expects a surprise coming out of those minutes. What's interesting is we are seeing a lot of volatility in that 10-year note, and in fact, across government issued debt. So U.S. government issued debt. And it's important to remember that when the world is in turmoil, it's still a safe haven here in the U.S. and people and investors look to buy U.S.-backed debt. And so when you see that, the demand for U.S. treasuries goes up. That means the prices go up, yields come down.
And down go the interest rates. All right, Susan Schmidt at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you.
So setting aside the crude language, crude oil, let's switch to retail gasoline prices, which are running high into the busy Memorial Day weekend. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Drivers will pay the most expensive Memorial Day gas prices since 2014, according to AAA. Tamara Johnson is a spokesperson with the group. She says 4 years ago, the national average for a gallon of gas was over $3.
We're inching towards that for Memorial Day weekend. We're currently at $2.90 for the national average. We will see prices go higher. Whether or not we'll hit $3 by Memorial Day, we're not yet sure.
Much of the uptick in gas prices is thanks to $80 crude oil, record gasoline demand, and shrinking global supply in the face of Iranian sanctions and turmoil in Venezuela. But Craig Stevens, a former U.S. Energy Department advisor, says those prices aren't going to keep people from driving where they want to go.
Typically, families are making those decisions based on how confident they are they're going to stay in their jobs. And right now, the economy is quite robust. Unemployment is incredibly low, and people are feeling good about the U.S. economy.
One bright spot, although gas prices are high, AAA found that other vacation costs, airfare, rental cars, and hotel prices, are lower than in years past. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Disney was going to buy a part of the 21st Century Fox Media portfolio, but it's just been confirmed this morning. The NBC bunch, Comcast, is getting ready to try to outbid Disney for Fox. Disney's $52 billion package got a lot of headlines, but we'll be following this clash of the titans.
Thank you.
The head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, has been under a cloud for his spending decisions and frequent meetings with industries that his agency regulates. In a surprise move, though, the EPA yesterday announced plans to pursue new regulations, not deregulation, but regulation on a class of chemicals used to make things like slippery Teflon and water-resistant Scotchgard. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
The broad class of chemicals known by the acronym PFAS, and sometimes PFOA, is used to make waterproof clothing and stain-proof coating for carpets and wrappers for microwave popcorn. But they also pollute drinking water, and studies have linked them to cancer. Yesterday, EPA head Scott Pruitt announced,
"We will take the next step to evaluate the need of a maximum contaminant level for PFOA and PFAS to make sure that we take action and not just raise awareness."
Several environmental groups are dubious. They say the regulatory process could take years, if ever, and that this EPA has a former chemical industry lobbyist now overseeing that industry. Still, this could hold the polluters accountable, says David Andrews at the Environmental Working Group.
Some of the major chemical manufacturers, in particular DuPont and 3M, continue to produce this family of chemicals, so they potentially have the most liability.
An EPA meeting to explore regulations continues today. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And a New York judge has agreed with parents who got an eviction order to get their adult son out of the house. The Syracuse area 30-year-old points out that he did his own laundry, had a bedroom. It's not like he lived in the basement or something. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
A lot of people spend a lot of money on things like skincare, fast fashion, and even surgery, all in the name of self-improvement. But as the price of perfection rises, when is it time to call it quits? I'm Rima Reis, host of This Is Uncomfortable, a podcast from Marketplace. This season, we dig deep into the financial trappings of self-care and the real motivations behind our spending choices. Listen to This Is Uncomfortable wherever you get your podcasts.